Yo, what's happening? If you made it this far, thank you, I appreciate you. It's only right that we finish it this way. I go by the name of Low-Key, and here's a little story about the place I grew up. Yeah. I grew up on corned beef and ketchup when Ash was trying to catch them all. Kids are playing Yu-Gi-Oh, and if you went home by five, you were full. Tsunami after school, man, my real G's know. Gundam and DBZ with a ting act. These are times that I wish I could bring back. Hang time and Sinbad. And there weren't no Balenciagas and Nobu. It was more like Gohan, Vegeta and Goku. And everywhere you went, bro, you carried your Beyblade clapped in the back of your neck for a skin fade. Happy slaps, they were the in craze. I swear they went viral before YouTube, that's insane. That's insane. And how can I forget R.A.? He had the whole hood gassed. He even convinced me that the crime paid. My mum said, put that thought back.
What do you think you're doing?
I was young and impressionable, living on the south side. Waking up at 6:40p for a bus ride. Mansfield Park, I spent most of my young life. I wanted to bend it like Beckham. Spending hours in the summer as the sunshine. I was out there the second that the sunrise. And I couldn't comprehend from the confines of my young mind that I was living in a war zone. SE5 to SW9, it was mad. The kids I knew all grew up to be bad. Swear down. And you can blame broken homes or absent dads. Sure. But try living in a social climate that has you trapped. So I'm glad I got out. Stepped out the frying pan and into the fire. Moved from Lambeth to Croydon Borough. Traded five ways around Whitehorse Way. And I swear that the world just got better. Or maybe I just got to know the road a little better. Streetwise, so I treaded with caution. I knew the locations that I shouldn't have walked in, where man them roll with a shank in a pouch. Flick it out, stick him up, shank to your mouth. Those were legendary bars and the bits. When we banged H&M hoodies and girls rocked the same outfits. Wearing Primark from their heads to their toes. Big hoop earrings, plated gold. Hair slicked down, dummy swinging bout. And they all used to do it, were they crazy? No, my man got his kicks off of so-and-so. You could tell they were fake from the lean in the soul. Pass me the crow and let me spark this. I'm reminiscing back to when I thought I was the fastest. Challenged Omar for a race up the road.
What?
Then he left me for dead and he parred it.
Too easy. Like, it's over and done with. Like, I'm just gonna make a few jokes.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Like, just ride the jokes, yeah. Innit?
Primary, I was one of the smartest. Secondary, I was moving lethargic. The girls would always say I was charming. Mature for my face. So when I told them my age,
you're how old?
Yolanda. But I was always into the older chicks. It was my phone contract that was a myth. £25 off peak you fix. So you know their minutes didn't last one bit. Thank God for the 5-day pass, oh shit. I was lining up girls from the first to the fifth. And if the 3-yard text was legit, I'm flying down in and out of house real quick. And who can remember this? Bluetooth days sending Keisha the sket. I swear that story is like the only thing I've read. Well, apart from Lord of the Flies and Romeo and Juliet. You wouldn't believe all the hours I spent reading this story, it was so far-fetched. What got me, it could have been somebody's daughter. And the funny thing is that it never really had an offer. It's like everyone had it, but no one knew where it came from. Constant panic when you heard footsteps at your door. I swear to the Lord, my mum would have beat me if she saw the lines that were written, it was basically porn. So raw, I can't even believe it. And I was never really into this street shit. Back when the 7 were the 7, it was Heathset. And SUK had a beef with TZ. You didn't say nothing in Croydon Town Centre. And if you didn't go school, you went centre. The top of the bus is like a no-go area. And the man that my light passed me a mobile air minna.
Yo, have you got a time?
Nah.
Hey, get off me.
And if you didn't earn your straps, bro, you were inferior. And everywhere you went, you were judged on your exterior. The only brands we knew were Adidas and Nike. The white boys rocked TNs. And we rocked Air Max 95s. New era caps that were never our size. And you were a fucking G if you had lot 29. See, I'm just reminiscing back to the time. Morley's 2 burgers, 2 chips, 1.99. Tops pizza, 7-inch drink with the curly fries. We were 14 and thought we were in our prime, not realising that we weren't ready for this thing that they call life. I think it's funny, man. Man, our life as a child could be so wild, but that shit just comes back around, you know. You dick.